Alright, everyone settle down, please. Scouts, quiet. Quiet, thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the Boy Scouts meeting. Today we're going to talk about Eagle Scouts. So, first of all, Tassadar.
Yes, Executor?
Okay, well, I'm a troop leader, but... about your application to be an Eagle Scout. Unfortunately, you were denied at this time.
What?
Well, as you know, the Boy Scout motto is be prepared, and, I'll have Illidan explain.
Hatred of 10,000 years!
God damn it, Illidan, you had one job! All right! The time is 7:19 p.m., the date is December 16, 2014, and the forecast is podcast! Did not start that as early as I was supposed to, so it didn't work out quite the way I wanted it to. But alright, here we are. Welcome everybody to Stormwatch. You're listening to 97.5 WTCH, the Psionic Storm. Hey everybody, I'm Abra. We're gonna do another episode of this for some reason. And with me I've got Mr. Bagels himself, who is the creator of Hero.gg, or, you know, the something of it. He did Hero.gg, and we're going to talk to him about that. That's hence the name of the show. Also with me, we've got Maid.
Yo, yo, yo.
How's it going, buddy?
Well, you know.
I don't. That's why I ask, man.
Hey, I don't have a witty intro, so... Let's go to the bald guy.
Alright, what's up, Zeus?
Not much. Finally got in. All good to go. Excited to talk.
Yeah, you almost missed the show, man.
Yeah, he was late.
Yeah, and it's totally his fault and nobody else's.
Yeah, no one else at all.
I can't think of any other reason besides your own incompetence that you didn't make it on time. Oh, you've got fans in the chat already, man.
I do. Look, I bring the people.
All right, guys.
People.
So, we've got Dan here. We just had a discussion about this. Hey, should we talk about, should we refer to everybody by their in-game names or their real names? And I'm just like, yeah, we'll definitely just use everybody's, just like, you know, what's on the overlay.
You can call me Dan.
Okay.
You can
so,
call
Mr.
Me Dan.
A
That's
Bagels.
Okay. Or Bagels, A Bagels.
Already done goofed.
The not
Whatever.
So bald guy.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Can I just call you all the not-so-bald guy?
We'll call him medium hair. I don't know who has more me or Maid, but this is all completely irrelevant to the people who are listening to this on iTunes.
Yeah.
For those of you listening to on iTunes, I am drinking out of my Abracadabra Alakazam custom-made glass.
Custom-made? I see what you did there.
Okay, so anyway, let's get into it. We're going to talk to Dan, 8 Bagels here, about Hero.gg, which is, for those of you who don't know, a website that he's about to describe for you.
Yeah, Hero.gg has been, it's been a work in progress for quite some time. It's been a lot of fun to work on. So what you can do is you can upload your replays there. We've got a, you can upload them manually or download a little program that will make sure they're up there as quick as possible.
Speaking of which, can vouch for that, is not a virus. I've been using it. So you guys don't need to worry about him taking your credit card information.
Hopefully.
Probably.
Hopefully not. And then we'll take your replays and run some stats on them for you to help you understand how you're playing the game, help you understand what heroes you're doing really good at or heroes that you need some help with, maybe what map is the best, maybe what role you excel at. Actually, that one surprised me. I put it in my games, and I have like a 75% win rate on specialists, and I actually never would have guessed that.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't like that. I don't know. I don't play that class a whole lot.
I'm such a good support.
I was curious about that. I noticed on mine, it's 7 whole games with Tyrael, and they're all wins. Like, wait, what?
Nice. Nice.
It's just like, that doesn't seem right, but okay. Maybe.
Zavis, please. Yeah. I have a 100% win rate with random out of one game. Get on my level.
That's impressive.
I bow to you. You are the pro gamer.
Out of five games played with Asmodan, I've won all five, despite the fact that I'm garbage with him. He just doesn't die, so I can't feed the enemy team or anything.
Anyway.
You tried to lose with him, you just couldn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can... we're also going to... So we just launched last week. In fact, it might be like a week ago today. And we're just in beta. So there's going to be some hiccups and bugs and stuff. But we sure love what we're doing over here, and we'll fix them all. We're also, you know, trying to track some, not MMR. I mean, we call it EMMR, like estimated MR, but we're trying to help you understand where your skill level might be compared to other players in the Nexus. And the one thing that we're really proud of is the fact that we're able to show talents. Now, that's maybe to varying degrees of accuracy because it's very experimental. It's very new process that we're doing. But it's pretty cool to be able to go look back at your games and to see what talents that you took or what talents other people on your team or the enemies took. So that you can learn more about how to play the game and how to improve, and you know, maybe you can spot some patterns in the talents that you take that maybe show, you know, what builds are leading to more wins.
I was gonna bring up talents actually, because I saw that you've got them for every replay that gets uploaded, right? So when I go on to, I'll bring this up. When I go on to like Orc Test's page, you can see in each match all of the talents that he took, which Hotslog doesn't do, does it?
Not currently. Nope.
Okay. So, yeah, are you gonna tell them how you did that? Do they not know, or have they just not done it yet? Is that an industry secret? I'm just curious.
The way that we got talents out was not easy.
Okay.
And it's something that we spent a lot of time and effort and research, and it's not quite 100% there yet. So right now we need to improve it and perfect it a little bit. It's hard to say what will happen in the future, and you know, we're always open to talking to other websites and, you know, seeing if there isn't anything, a deal that can be reached or some agreement or something. But right now it's something that makes us unique, and we hope to bring more and more to the table, not just talent. So
yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah.
Bagels. I just have one question. Blizzard, they told us that the technology just wasn't there yet. So I got to ask, what kind of alien technology did you use and how did you find it to create Hero.gg with talents?
I've got to ask you this question. Has science gone too far?
A little bit. Probably a little bit too far. No, I mean, you know,
we
the
data
is...
We don't have to
know,
talk about this a whole lot, you know. Like, we're getting into very technical details. There, nobody cares.
I care.
I know. I care too. But
Just
trying to gracefully change the subject.
How do I get beta key access to Area 41?
Oh, yeah. Pressing questions for the Hero.gg guys. Okay, anyway. So, sorry, did you want to say something?
Oh, no. I was just going to say that, you know, talents is kind of the tip of the iceberg, and we hope to not only perfect that, because, you know, it's not 100% perfect right now. If you've gone through some of your matches, you might have seen somebody who took, like, 72 talents, and it's like, wait a second. Like, but, you know, we hope to find some other cool stats in the replays as well that we can expose.
Cool.
So I like, you know, asking you guys, first of all, have you used Hero.gg yet, and have you learned anything about your gameplay yet?
I have learned that I am the best player in the entire alpha, actually. So I've
you
enjoyed
that. You have a really high ranking. Your
Orc
EMMR
test
here, is pretty
3,647. If we search Abra 1435, oh god, I don't know if I should be giving away my. Too late. It's live. Fuck it, we'll do it live. So I actually have 1,601 plus 20,000. So I'm pretty excited about that.
No, yeah, it's pretty good. Like, you kind of broke the system, so we just had to throw more EMMR to make it, you know, make it more accurate for you.
For those of you who don't know, because I guess I'll just explain this joke, is I made a post, like, complaining about how Hero.gg was in the inferior site to Hotslogs just because since the Hero.gg EMMRs are a little lower than Hotslogs, just by the way that the system works, the scaling, I said that it was a worse site because my number was smaller. I don't know why I did it. I was probably drunk, but...
It's not the only thing but smaller.
A smaller E-beam?
Yeah.
Correlation?
Smaller E-beam.
Zavis, I was really just going to let like the silence just like linger for a second. Oh, I didn't even realize I didn't have the camera turned on for the stream people. Could you say that again for me, Mid?
It's too late.
Give me that one again.
Too late, man. The joke is done.
Okay,
it's
well,
you're dead.
I just stared at you. And...
We need to hire a cameraman. Get on those transitions.
You're a transition. So yeah, so you want to talk a little bit about? Oh, by the way, guys, stick around. We've got a BattleNet gift card that we're given that 8 Biggles has been kind enough to provide for us to give away to the chat. So we'll be figuring that out and possibly arbitrarily giving it away at some point after.
Arbitrarily.
Yeah, we just like just whenever it happens. You know, it's when it's going to happen when it's going to happen. So you know. Don't tell your friends to watch, because then you'll have a better chance of getting
it. That could decrease your odds, yeah.
So, yeah, make sure you don't share this with anybody. Keep the link to yourself.
So, I think you said earlier that you didn't hop in Hero.gg right at the first, that you kind of shied away initially.
Yeah, I was a bit jokingly BMing earlier on. Mostly jokes, but...
Wow, what else is new?
I was indeed wondering to myself why I should change from Hotslogs to the Hero.gg.
It doesn't seem like the kind of thing that you need to change from one to the other, right? Like, if one's providing something that you want, you can just use it.
Yeah, you can run both uploaders just fine if you want to.
I can prove it. I'm doing it.
What are some other... First of all, what kind of game backgrounds do you guys come from?
All the games.
All of them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's all of us. That's why we're qualified to make a podcast about games, is we've all played all the games. Davis, remember that one game? You know? We can't remember the names of the games because we've played all of them, but do you know that? You know what I'm talking about, right?
They all kind of run together.
I just dropped you.
Yeah, thank you.
Awkward. Silence.
What are some
yeah, but not at my expense. God damn it!
That you guys would like to see on Hero.gg, maybe from other games that you've played or knowing Heroes. What are some other stats you'd like to see?
More charts. I want so many charts, like all the charts. Charts are the best.
One thing that I think would be kind of interesting. If actually, given what you have, it's probably possible if you just find a spot in the UI. I usually would be interested in knowing when you have both teams, if you could do something like a team-wide MMR or like an average or something like that, and you can see a comparison. So when you look back at your matches and you're like, okay, victory, defeat, defeat, victory, defeat, and you see, okay, I'm getting all these defeats against teams that maybe their team generally has a higher MMR.
Oh, that'd be interesting, yeah.
Only getting victories against teams lower than you. It's like, okay, am I improving? Or am I usually just beating slightly weaker opponents and losing to slightly stronger opponents?
Yeah, yeah. Are my defeats...
That'd be great.
Are my defeats because the other teams are better or because we screwed up?
Yeah.
That's cool. Somebody the other day said that they wanted... hardcore stats and charts around every time that they played Abathur and took the Dragon Knight and didn't die afterwards. That's a really specific stat.
That's really interesting.
Look,
just tells you that the sky's the limit. There's always going to be more work to do.
I'm honestly a fan of simplicity, so I wouldn't add too many features.
That's one thing
I gotta
say.
Very specific features like that are kind of too not good for what you have, because after a point, if you have too many options, it actually is negative for the
like
site.
A little bit, like a data overload, you know.
Not just for that, but if the store that has 40 different types of jams might not sell as many jams as the store that has 5. It's honestly, there is like data analysis.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Analysis for this, so. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was good, just the jam specifically, like not
I like jam.
Anything. I mean, I love jam. I'm not. I don't mean to imply that I don't love jam, I mean, but just specifically jam. That made me laugh. I'm sorry. While I've got you on here, just gotta say, the fucking site is so beautiful. It just looks really nice. I had it pulled up for like the last 10 minutes on the stream. It's just like, just look at that.
Yeah. So a little bit about the site.
Give us the history.
I've been working on this project real hardcore probably since the beginning of August. And it was all been solo for the most part, some friends helping me here or there. And then I had the pleasure of meeting Four Court Jester, and he runs heroesfire.com, which is all part of like the MOBA Fire network. So we talked a little bit and things made sense and we were able to partner up there. So I've been able to leverage a lot of the awesome talent over at Heroes Fire and MOBA Fire. They have an awesome team over there. Their designers are really great. I mean, all their engineers are really awesome. So yeah, it's been a great opportunity to work with them and they really helped take it to the next level, I think. I mean, if it were just me, it would look so bad. It would look so horrible. So, you know, I really have to, you know, give a big hand to all the guys over there at Mobile Fire and Heroes Fire, because it does. It looks great, and I can't take any of that credit.
Okay. Yeah, because so you, I like was too busy turning off ad block on your site to listen to half of that, so I missed some of it, but. It's really cool that you guys get that going on, and I don't know why I started talking, because I don't have anything to add. What do you guys think?
I'm looking at it right now.
Second podcast, guys. It's a free podcast, everybody. Free podcast.
Well, I don't know. Have you guys made any builds over on Heroes Fire?
I've been meaning to. I really want to make a guide.
Yeah, you totally should. So obviously, if we're... you know, partnered up with Heroes Fire, you can expect some integration with them coming down the line. Because Four Court, he's got that awesome talent calculator over there at Heroes Fire. And so, you know, obviously there's some integration we can do with showing you the talents on HeroGG and then being able to take you to the talent calculator with those talents pre-filled or maybe take you to a spot where you can start writing a guide pretty quick based off a game you just played. I mean, There's some cool opportunities there to kind of like drive traffic from one to the other.
Like, hey, look, Jinta is using the Jinta build. Oh, that's handy.
yeah. Or, I mean, who knows? I mean, we're not in a position to like announce any features or anything like that. But you can just imagine the things that we may be able to do. Like, say, hey, Abra, you've been winning a ton with this build on Illidan, and that's amazing because no one wins with Illidan.
I think you're a map hacker.
Why don't you write a guide? Why don't you write a guide about this build you've been winning a lot with lately or something like that?
I mean, the people deserve that, yeah. I really should write a guide just because, you know.
The world needs to know.
I can't keep all of this
to
myself.
What you're thinking.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Look at that. I almost have the date right on that overlay. I just noticed I didn't change it. Sorry, this is not something that I should be saying out loud. I should just be changing that quietly. But I needed to draw attention to it.
It's the build that it's the Illidan build that the world deserves, not the one that it needs.
Just not the one it needs right now. You're right.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. So that's all awesome. Did you want to add anything else while we're talking about the site? Any Zavis made any like questions, comments on it?
I would say keep it. I would say it obviously needs a bit of polishing. I'm looking at it. It's kind of rough on the text part, I feel.
What do you mean
by
that?
Only downside? I don't know. I'm looking at it on Safari, so it might not be optimized for that. I'm used to Google Chrome.
Do you support Internet Explorer 8?
I'll have to run some tests with that, make sure we do.
Don't encourage them.
Like, you know, we have some forums dedicated to HeroGG over at heroesfire.com. So, you know, if anybody is using it and they've got bugs or problems or just ideas for us, they can throw them over there and we'll get we'll address them as quick as we can. So yeah, we'll take all suggestions that we can, because you know we want the community to feel like that they're contributing to the site, even if it's just ideas. They are. They're all unique, special, beautiful little snowflakes.
Some of us just have 20,000 more MMR than the rest of us.
Yeah, remember to bug them about the MMR system.
Not quite 20,000 MMR because, I mean, not quite 20,000 MMR more because my MMR is actually pretty abysmal, but...
Yeah.
So, that is...
I do have one more legit question.
All right, yeah.
Are you in having plans or any sort of forward-thinking towards native apps for tablets or mobile phones? I mean, I tried it on mobile, and it actually looks pretty good in a mobile browser as is, but is that something you're looking at?
We've heard that suggestion a couple times, and I think that that is definitely not off the table. I don't think we're doing any mobile development right now on it. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Do you want just a rehash of all the stats already just at your fingertips on mobile phone, or do you want a kind of a different perspective on the data for mobile?
I'm not really sure, actually. Do you have an opinion on that, Maid?
I would be down for probably a simpler version. Like right now I'm seeing a lot of text on the bottom for Maid telling me stuff like my stuff on text, but I'd rather have all the graphics, all the first Cursed Hollow 69% win rate. That's all really dandy. So if that was on mobile, I would be super down for that. That way I can upload a bunch of stuff, and then while I'm at work or I'm on the bus and I have nothing to do, I can look and, I've lost 80% all my games on Dragon Knight. I don't know how to play supports. Well, this is awkward.
This is awkward because I bought all the supports and wanted to be a pro support player. Yikes.
So okay. Yeah, we'll definitely make sure it looks good on a mobile browser, and yeah, we'll think about how a native app might work. So
sexy. All right, so before we transition away from the hero.gg talk, you're free to stick around if you want to just hang out, talk with us for the rest of the show. We've got that means I don't have to change the overlay, so I'd love it if you did.
I'll hang out for a few. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And, you know, feel free to drop out whenever you need to.
So, who have you guys been playing recently? What heroes have you been playing?
I gotta say, I haven't been playing much at all. I've been mostly on the down low, but mostly Brightwing, I think. I'm really digging Brightwing a lot. And testing some Tassadar, of course. He's... definitely a big loss to the game, I think.
I think you were practicing your Brightwing voice earlier. Can we hear that?
Oh, God, not me. We got to get the other dude on. We got to get Kevin to do that voice. Come on, Abra. Do the Brightwing voice.
Abra! What should I say in the Brightwing voice? Give me a quote.
Apocalypse now, kill everyone.
Apocalypse now, kill everyone!
That was fun.
Maid, you've been playing Heroes of the Storm lately?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. The show is ruined. What are you thinking? So we're 2 weeks, 2 weeks into the patch? I think it hit, like, exactly 14 days ago now. Or was it a little over there?
Jaina, you mean?
Yeah, the Jaina patch.
I think 15 days ago, actually.
Okay, thanks.
16 in some parts of the world.
Nobody can see your Kappa face right now on the podcast, so you gotta... whatever. Alright.
I need to print out a gray face or something and just fold it up.
Alright, Yeah, man. So what are you thinking balance-wise? How are things feeling?
I think right now people are settling down from the core changes and, you know, if we're getting adjusted to Jaina, stuff like that. I think Jaina is probably the biggest success in Heroes, in all the Heroes released so far, and it does herald a lot of good things for Heroes. You know, it heralds Blizzard actually being able to balance Heroes before they come out.
Wow.
A nice surprise. You know, so far we've had releases of Heroes who were completely unbalanced when they came out, or they had some glitches, you know, like Anubarak was, there were some crazy stuff going on with Web. If anyone remembers, you could pretty much remove a player from the entire game, which was awkward, but nothing like that with Jaina. She feels pretty balanced, nothing major, and her talent choices are all great. They all feel like they make a difference without breaking the game. Like I said, the core changes cause a lot of people being angry about it. But nothing too major now. I think the biggest change right now to the entire meta is how towers give XP.
Yeah.
Which is a really big thing. I noticed that when I played with Kevin on Abra on Dragonshire. We normally before you could pretty much ignore the dragon before level 7-8, you know, but now we lost control of the board and let them have a dragon at 4. They got 2 towers out of that, and it snowballed really hard.
You got a huge level advantage from that. Yeah, that was nuts.
So it definitely snowballs that more.
I don't know if it's a good change. It does make lane pushers like Asmodan and stuff like that able to do a difference even without promote. I think with promote, that would have been absolutely ridiculous.
Promote, huh?
Yeah.
There's a tie-in there. I wonder if you were reading chat. Or if you just happened
he
to
wasn't.
Do that.
Yeah, I'm not reading chat right now. I can't even vote it.
Somebody in chat just said, hey, if you guys can chat about the promote changes episode. We glossed over it last time we were talking about the patch notes. But, yeah, huge change to promote. I was playing Abathur post-patch, and it is not good anymore.
It's definitely harder. I think it hits Abathur harder than anyone else, for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Previously, your Abathur, if you're sitting in the base, like, if you have to, or if you just don't have any balls to go out into the fray with Abathur, you could still sit there and promote, and then it would stay promoted all the way up the lane.
Yep.
Now you could do it if you're up in the...
Or if you want to promote a minion, like, just as it's coming out from the core, and just kind of, like, give it, like, a little morale boost and say, hey, buddy...
good job. Go
keep,
out there.
Keep it up.
You know,
and he'll just be like, yeah!
You're better than your friends for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Good job.
And then he'll walk over there. By the time he's at top lane, he's just like, oh my god, I can't believe it. I really peaked at that first gate there. Yeah.
What I like about the promote change is it is going to require a little bit more skill. Because I think Abathur players can still use it effectively. But it increases the skill required to use it effectively, and it increases the risk.
Risk. There's a good risk
and
reward,
you know,
factor
and
there.
Reward kind of risk reward balance. I like.
I gotta say, while I don't mind the changes so much. I do think they have the potential to add a lot of skill, but it's how it works right now. If what I haven't seen it much in action, but from what I read, it heals the minion back to full health.
Yeah.
Right? So that means if you're close, you can micromanage and heal the minions, you know, which is good. But the problem is how fast they die to tower shots. So that's the downside, and it's how long it takes to regen your promote. I would like probably maybe a small boost to HP at the minimum. You know, maybe a temporary boost to 50% HP to the minion. And more charges. I would say more charges.
Sure.
That way you can actually micromanage.
Oh, that would be cool.
And it does give you some value.
Oh my. We're losing Skype video here.
Yeah. Was that you? Is everybody down?
Yeah, everyone's down. Oh, well. Well, that's fine for now. The overlay will just look kind of ugly. It's not a big deal.
That is a problem.
Eh. Let's just keep talking about it. So yeah.
So I've got a question about promote though, because it does increase a minion to full health. Let's say your team is cursed on the hollow, and you know, you now have promote. You have the option to bring some of your minions up to full health from one hit point. Does that change anything in cursed hollow? Does that allow you to defend better?
That. Is it just
not enough?
From what I remember, it does. Like, at least healing, you can actually heal minions with manual heals, like Oofers, Chain Heal, etc. You can do that. So I think it's possible. Is it actually worth it in that situation? I don't know.
It's an interesting thought for sure, because like, yeah. Yeah, it all comes down to the fact that like the heal is never going to be particularly relevant. I think it's as long as there's so few charges. The reason that they gave for putting it in was just because if you promoted a minion and then it died immediately afterward, then that was like a bummer. But you know, we'll see how that.
Oh, looks like one of us managed to get back on.
Yeah, hit your little video button.
Whoa, magic.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
Look at my face. Now back to you. Now back at my face. Now back to you. It's working.
Oh, poor audio podcasters.
I mean,
they miss all the shenanigans.
Yeah, the really exciting shenanigans of the video going out, then the video coming back.
So, yeah, that's future concerns. I think for now they nerfed it too hard. I think Blizzard isn't necessarily the best at some of these hot fixes. You know, sometimes they want to listen to the community, and it's like there's too much of a bad reaction to not do anything about it, but the team is probably thinking of future stuff, and then they're like, shit, we have to do something fast. You know, we have to fix the problem. And they end up completely...
Yeah, Blizzard tends to panic a little bit sometimes, I think. I'm not sure. I mean, like, so we're talking about not the same team, but the same developer who made... StarCraft 2, yeah.
Oh my.
Just the lowest rent pun ever made.
Stop.
Oh please! I'm red. I'm going to pee myself. Oh gosh, it's done.
Oh man, I don't even remember what I was saying. School. That was too important. So yeah, they tend to. What was I just saying?
They tend to overreact at some point.
These are the guys who made StarCraft 2. Like they have. Okay, these are the guys who made StarCraft 1. They definitely know how to balance StarCraft 2. Balanced game, sort of, you know. But yeah, they did tend to like kind of overreact a lot with SC2, especially when I was playing at least. But like, I definitely have liked some of the stuff that they've done balance wise. Obviously, like we were talking about with Jaina, like she's fantastic, and
Jaina
her talents
feels really good.
Not only, and the thing is that I found is like. It's one thing to balance all the heroes so they're all equally good, which is cool, because you want people to be able to play the heroes that they want to play, but, like, I think more important than that is allowing people to build the way that they want to build and have it at least be relevant, like, not have dead talents like we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember talking about, there was a post on Reddit, which, no surprise, it's another post, QQ Blizzard remove Resurgence, Resurgence. And that's fair, I get it, but someone had posted it, and the main point that I agreed with a lot of was, like, Resurgence kind of, the fact that so many people have Resurgence makes Diablo's passive feel really lame.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, cool, my passive is I have Resurgence of the Storm, if I can harvest 100 souls.
I love that mechanic in Diablo, so I hope they keep it, but...
it's really cool.
When
it's
they
really
do
flavorful.
The Diablo rework, and it'd be nice if they just took out Resurgence and made Diablo usable and make that, like significant.
Well, it does
like,
pull...
Abe Bagels has something he wants to say.
Yeah, I don't think they need to remove Resurgence.
Okay.
All the way. I think that... I mean, the AMA, they said that they made a change... Or maybe it was a patch notes, addendum to the patch notes. They said that they made a change to Resurgence, but they still didn't like where it was, and that they were still working on a change. I mean, this is alpha. Like, it's kind of weird, I think, personally, for the community to be calling for, like, remove this talent! The game's not even in beta, and you did it wrong! I mean, yeah, I guess we did that with artifacts, but still.
I think that's the general gamer's tendency.
Yeah, give them a little bit to balance it. I think that the key's going to be not necessarily nerfing it, maybe nerf it a little more. I don't know. I'm not a balance guy, but make the other talents on 20, strong enough or viable enough or interesting enough that you really question whether or not you should take Resurgence. You know, I'd rather see other things buffed than certain things nerfed, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure. That's a fair point, but that also like really increases the gap between level. Like, what, 16 and level 20? Which is kind of like, it changes a lot balance-wise, so you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I mean, I said that before, I'm going to say it again, just in case. I used to not really like the buff everything mentality, but I feel in Heroes it's particularly important, especially at this stage. Jaina is amazing. She's good. She has a total full role. She does big damage. She can spec in a lot of ways. A lot of heroes don't have that. Is Jaina overpowered? No, she's in exactly the spot she needs to be. If we change Jaina, we'd be pretty much screwing over the rest of the game. And it's kind of it's an awkward spot because when you say no, we can't lower Jaina, or like Nova's too strong, we can't lower Nova. It poses an uncomfortable truth, you know? It's like, what we actually need is to buff everything else. It's going to take a lot of time, it's going to take a lot of work, but that's what
needs
to be done.
Throw off a lot of existing balance, yeah.
So, yeah. I was going somewhere else, but I forgot, you know?
It seems like Resurgence of the Storm is the kind of talent where, like, because there's going to be some things where they have to either be too strong or too weak. Because if they're strong enough to be used, then they warp the metagame, and if they're too weak, then nobody takes them. So, like, you could just keep adding time to the cooldown of Resurgence, and eventually people would stop playing with it. But, like, I don't know, then you just end up with Revive in League of Legends, which literally nobody has ever taken in the history of forever. Don't try to prove me wrong. Then nobody has. Because
like,
it's just
I think
bad.
The problem, I think a good way of balancing it would be something Blizzard has actually done to the game so far. It's giving communal spells, but giving several heroes better versions of those spells.
Sure.
Like, Farsight on Rhaegar is pretty much the same as Clairvoyance, but I think it has possibly a better radius, and it definitely has lower cooldown.
Yeah. There's also Jaina, who has the improved ice block, right?
Yep, yeah. So and it really makes all the difference. It makes the hero feel special. It gives him an even more particular niche, you know. It gives him more viability. So that's something we could see. Diablo right now? Yeah, go for it.
I was going to say, I really liked one of the suggestions in the thread was, you know, maybe in that Reddit post was maybe just change up the talent the way it works just a little bit. Like maybe they revive immediately at the spot in which they died.
Oh.
So
yeah,
that.
Like Guardian Angel.
Yeah, because that can. Just that itself can really change the balance. Like, they don't have to hike across the map, but they could also be immediately surrounded by the other team and.
That's
and
a really cool
blown
idea.
Blown away again. So, you know. There's some possibilities. Because even if you take Resurgence, it sucks to hike all the way across the map and get back to that team fight. Maybe you get back there in time, but because you're level 20 by this point, probably pushed into their base. So
I think this is something that maybe an external system. I'm going to say something that I might regret. an external system, kind of like artifacts, but not too much.
Oh,
like,
careful.
I'm not sure how you could implement this, but by adding an external system which maybe gives certain heroes additional talents. Like maybe everyone gets an extra slot, and you can add something a talent at some point that you shouldn't have, you know? Like, maybe on Vala, I can trade my Bolt for Resurgence. Maybe on Diablo, I can trade my level 20 for Bolt. And not Bolt, he actually has that, I think. You know, stuff like that. An external system where it's not fixed to the actual game. And that's a way out. That's one of the ways out. Because otherwise, you have to change everything up. Like, I think Guardian Angel would work, but does everyone want Guardian Angel? It could be way too strong in the case of a base trade, you know?
Yeah.
Like, say we just did a trade, and my team has 4 brawlers with Resurgence. The enemy team's now all in shambles. They have to go back and heal. Okay, let's just hammer at this core. They can't do anything. Whereas...
Sure, it definitely need to be balanced. Like, it's just a very vague idea, and I don't necessarily know that it would work, but, like, it's just, like... It really brings up the point that you can kind of rework Resurgence and keep the spirit of it without...
Yeah, without sacrificing making, it completely.
Without, just nerfing it. Yeah.
There were some other really interesting ideas in that thread, too, that I'm just going to steal shamelessly. There Do were, it. Like,
what are your original ideas that you have for fixing Resurgence of the Storm, Zavis?
What are your
All my
ideas?
Completely original Let's hear ideas it. Include things like... your Resurgence starts at a cooldown of 3 minutes, but every time you die, it increases.
Whoa, yeah.
Or other ones were similar, like if you die while your Resurgence is on cooldown, you not only not get Resurgence, but your revive time is doubled. So you have to play very carefully when you're running on your second life.
Fair
I don't know necessarily that those are good options, but they're interesting options.
Cool. Definitely. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was trying to figure out how to bring up chat without removing it, and I think I just put it on the stream for a second. It's just made saying, "Oh my god, I have to pee so bad. I'm sorry. Be right back." You know, maybe not handled quite as professionally as me when I was just like, "All right, guys, you work on stuff. I'll be right back." And then I went and peed because I really had to pee because I've been drinking the whole show.
What else we got on your patch notes or your little talking points there?
Well, I mean, we have all sorts of stuff on my talking points because I'm a prepared podcast host, and I take care of things like that, you know?
If I only knew where those notes were.
Just hang on 1 second. I'm just looking to making them up right now, yeah. Well, I just wanted to... What we were talking about before, and we kind of like got onto a specific topic regarding this, but in general... just talking about our impressions on where the game's at right now, you know, standard, metagame discussion, because we did very recently, like, have you guys been keeping up, Bagels, have you been watching, like, Kings of the Storm or ESL or any of those?
Yeah, haven't watched as many of them lately, but, actually made the drafting tool for HPL, the live draft tool that they use, so yeah, I follow HPL probably closest.
Oh. HPL, tell me about what HPL is. And explain it to me as if I didn't know what that acronym stood for. Like, if that, you know, if for some reason, not me. Not,
it's just league, it's just
no, no, no,
league
not,
play.
Not me.
Like,
just like somebody who didn't.
It's league play. So just like your basketball or your football, you know, it's you have weekly games, and then that builds up to a tournament at the end of the season. Right now, they're in the middle of their qualifiers, and so they're going to have a series of tournaments, and... In each tournament, the top two that come in will qualify to be in the league for season two. So yeah, they're going through that right now. The top, I don't know, top how many teams from the last season are automatically in the league. And then this past tournament, we had like C9, Maelstrom, and Barrel Boys qualify for the tournament. Barrel Boys, you've never seen them play before.
It feels like you have something to say.
So,
Barrel Boys, actually, when I was on Leviathan, we were kind of friends a bit. We were surprised when they were actually winning tourneys and stuff. We were like, oh, nice, you know, it's Barrel Boys.
Dude, you gotta get on a new team, man. By the way, I'm gonna take that off of your overlay.
It just says no, you can keep the LEV. I'm still keeping the LEV tag for now. I'm on hiatus. I'm not on the team, but yeah.
Nope, still promoting the team. Forever.
Yeah,
that's good.
Cool.
I don't know what Davis said earlier, but you know, I'm gonna agree with it.
Yeah.
I thought you were just gonna disagree with it on principle.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt this time.
We need some people to butt heads on this show, otherwise it doesn't count.
You know what, Nate? I'm sick of your shit. Bagels, your hair, it's just too nice. Look at that. It's all flippy and cool looking. I'm sick of it. What kind of a headset is that?
At least I have. Oh, have you seen my headset?
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's the Heroes of the Storm headset.
Got it from
BlizzCon.
I wanted to go to BlizzCon so bad.
And man, it has,
when this podcast has these... takes off and I start podcasting full time and they fly
then,
us out to
then
BlizzCon.
Then you'll be invited to BlizzCon, yeah.
I'm so excited for that. It's going to be great.
Bagels is basically telling everyone, hey, look, maid, this is all the money you don't have. This is all the money like you couldn't spend going to BlizzCon. Hey, look at this headset. Yeah, I got it from I got it from BlizzCon.
It's just like, oh man,
you didn't go?
Have
oh
you...
no.
Whatever. Oh, so I wanted to a lot earlier because this makes mate, is your house in a tornado or what's going on?
Yeah, man, it's some heavy winds out here. We're breaking up. I can't hear you, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah. What I was going to say is at the top of the show, if we didn't have this whole hero.gg nonsense taking up all of our time, what I would have done is asked everybody who they'd been playing. And oh, yeah, I started with that with Maid, and then we got sidetracked. Save us. We've been playing a little bit. Who are you digging lately with the new patch and all that? Who have you been playing?
Well, Jane is awesome. We've gone over that, so I won't go into that much more. I've been playing Nova just to have fun with it and see, you know, comparatively. I still like her.
She may not be
the strongest, but I still really enjoy her playstyle, and I think it's a lot of fun. I actually like that she's not as bursty now, and I can do stuff like instead of taking armor-piercing shots, I guess it's called now, at 300% rate, instead of 330% rate, I can take one in the chamber and actually have a damage boost and still not have one attack every 3 seconds, things like that. Otherwise, I actually just picked up Tychus last night and played a few games with him because...
Did you win every game because he's broken right now?
Yes, I did win all my games as Tychus because Tychus is ridiculous.
He's
so that's
pretty
why I did it.
Right
I had
now.
To give in and just be like, I have to play the guy who's retarded. And yeah, it just works. So that's what I've been doing.
I have also been playing Nova and just roaming. Like, for some reason, every time I play her, I get Haunted Mines and I just... have so much fun just crushing people because Haunted Mines is just the best for getting like ganks in. And of course I'm playing at the MMR I'm playing, which is 21,000 or so, you know, it's pretty high level, but you're still able to pretty much just like destroy people, especially when you're in the mines and you just like sit somewhere and
Bagels,
I mean,
I've got a suggestion really fast.
Okay.
For UOGG. We need a Stormwatch plugin, and every time we mention a map or something, pull on the statistics of all our losses and none of our wins. So it's like, yeah, so I was winning all these
games.
Oh my
god, I kept destroying people playing Nova, and then...
It just pulls up the stats, you know, you died 16
takedowns,
times.
4, fuck. Deaths, 16.
I would be all for that. That is exactly the style for this podcast.
No, man, this is legitimate. This is, we're gonna take
like
down
it.
Town Hall Heroes as, like, the, like, competitive podcast. Fuck those guys. Hey, Jester, is Forco Jester on that show? I can't remember. I just started listening to a bunch of Heroes podcasts because I was too busy playing, but when I started my own, I figured I should probably listen to them.
No, he's not on it regularly, no.
Okay. Who?
Okay.
So, because some casters are on it, right?
It's Solid Jake, Omega Black Mage, Zoe TV, and Sham2.
Oh, Sham2, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we
calling you guys out.
All those guys.
Fuck you. Anyway.
Hey, I didn't get to answer that. Who I've been playing lately.
Oh, yeah. I forget. You also play this game.
A little bit. Not a whole lot.
You didn't just decide to like make this website about Heroes of the Storm just for the hell of it. Just for the
money.
You know,
actually, the reason why I code is because like I play the game enough to appreciate it, and I play it enough to realize that I suck at it, and I'm better at coding than I am at playing games, so then I go code. But I noticed...
that's why I make a podcast.
For some reason, Malfurion is my number one played hero. I don't know why, but I stink at him. Like my win rate is absolutely horrible on him. And so I've been playing a lot of Malfurion lately, trying to figure out how to win with that guy. So I figure if he's going to be at the top as my most played hero, I should at least have a positive win rate. But that hasn't been working. I've been losing even more and more and more. So I don't know. I don't know how to win with that guy.
I'm going to tell you why. It's because Malfurion is right now he's in an awkward spot. I would say he's definitely one of the bottom support heroes, probably one of the bottom heroes overall. He's really good with combo wombos. Like, if you can make him work with a team, you can really make him work. Like, those roots can prevent so much stuff. Ufer tries to run into you with the Divine Storm. You're just like, no, just stay there, Ufer. Yeah, you're not getting close. He's just in a weird spot. You can't really build him damage. It's just not viable. I think Blizzard wanted to let people build him damage. Didn't work out too well. Moonfire is a lot more of a utility spell than anything. But because it doesn't have a wide enough radius, you can't really do it too well. You need to have really spot-on accuracy. Like against cloaks, you think Tassadar, right? And you're like, okay, I'm going to use Oracle, stuff like that. Divine. But with Malfurion, you can use your Moonfire. It's got a short enough cooldown that you can keep on cloaking someone forever. Like against Nova, you can keep her on cloak forever. She's always vulnerable. So there's that. He's really good at that. He's really good at heals, stuff like that. He's just in a weird spot. Tranquility is like ridiculously OP, or it's really weak.
Yeah, just depending on what the enemy comp is, and it's just really unreliable, right?
Yeah, especially in pugs. Like, I can see him being used and possibly in competitive matches.
But then it's a matter of pure power level.
Yeah, pretty much. So, that's probably why you're losing with Malfurion. Even I can't make him work, and even I, you know? I'm charged by the
even
team.
Abra at 20k plus rating.
That's true, I can't. I haven't really tried it.
Yeah, man.
We're getting some lag here. I don't know if you guys are seeing that. We good?
I think we're good.
It's looking good to me, yeah.
Okay. I'd just like to bring up to everyone's attention that Heroic Technology in the chat says breasts. So.
Yeah. What, chicken breasts? What
no,
kind of
just,
breasts?
Well, you know, there wasn't context included in that. So I guess that's kind of up to us, you know? It's what we make.
Is it a request?
Oh, it could be. Whoa. I can take off my shirt. I'm happy to. The stream is lagging a little bit for some reason. I apologize for that. Should be back up. There we go. We're kosher.
Hey, I have got to run. I've got a lot of things need to do. Let me, if it's okay to interrupt you guys, quickly respond to a couple of these questions.
Interrupt to all of the really important stuff that we're talking about.
Just answer a couple of these questions, chat real fast, and then I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, hit it.
Someone asked, let's see, I can't read that green on the white, so I don't know your name. Plans for divided ladders, similar to Hots Logs, and what the timeline is on that. There will probably be some divided ladders. We're just in beta, and we're receiving a lot of traffic and a lot of suggestions, and there's just the workload's really high. So, and then January 13th, there could be a lot of changes coming to the game. So we're kind of playing it by ear. We don't have any timelines
Fair
to
enough.
Announce on that. And then he asked a really
name,
long
by the way,
question
Echo
about
Launch.
Echo Launch.
The next one is about the difference between MMR on Hots Logs and Hero.gg.
Yeah.
Just like some, like
yeah,
you know,
just like some
friends...
jerk on Reddit pointed out that we're a little lower.
No, it's not that as much as just the difference. I think the problem was just stemming from having different replays uploaded. If you're not uploading all of your replays, then like your friend might be higher on Hotslogs and lower on Hero.gg.
And it's more than just your replays. Like if so, your MMR, the estimate of your MMR comes from how well you perform against other people and what their MMR estimate is before the game starts, and theirs depends on their opponents, and their opponents depend on their opponents. So maybe you and your friends have uploaded the same number of replays, but if some of their opponents or their opponents' opponents in previous games, they hadn't uploaded all of theirs, and their MMR is inaccurate, then that trickles down to other people that they play. So at the end of the day, we just need more and more and more stats from everybody, like more replays, and then we'll be able to estimate better everybody's skill.
Yeah, so, cool. I've noticed that, like, I don't know, this might be a personal thing. I don't mean to, like, imply that there's anything going wrong, but I have my MMR, maybe it's just because you messed with it.
Hasn't changed in a while.
It hasn't changed in a while. Is that,
yeah, so
are the MMRs updating regularly?
I don't think they have for a little bit. Like, right now, it's currently in a beta state. It's a... The MMR calculation specifically hasn't run in a little bit.
I was going to say, so you have to run a whole iteration to actually make it update, right?
Yeah. I mean, I will run a full iteration here soon. I've been working on trying to optimize it so that we can do it a lot faster.
I was just curious what the process was.
No, you're absolutely right. So it can be a difficult process. Because if we get a lot of old replays uploaded, we have to go and calculate the MMR form, and those could affect all the other MMRs that we've calculated. So we need to recalculate MMR for a lot of people. So, hopefully I can get that optimization pushed out soon, and then you'll see very regular updates.
Cool.
But I just want to say thank you. Wait, did you have something?
Just really quick, I'm going to save us here, and I'm going to say it now.
This could not possibly be a troll.
To anyone who talks trash about Hero.gg being in beta or anything like that, Heroes of a Storm is in alpha. Hero.gg is in beta. Clear winner here. Technology is here, guys.
Yeah.
This is the future.
They said it wasn't there yet. All right, cool. Zavis, awesome. Any closing thoughts with Apeagles here?
No, it seems really good. Thanks awesome. A lot for coming on.
Hey,
man.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being our first guest.
Well, I really appreciate it, and thanks very much for having me, and I look forward to seeing your shows in the future. Have a good one, guys. See ya.
It was awesome. See you around. All right, I'm going to see if I can change this without screwing everything up here. Oh, please.
I'm waiting.
He's got this awesome StarCrafts. Skype profile picture, by the way. I love that. StarCrafts is the great, great test. Oh, man, we didn't get the most important 8 Bagels question, which is how did he decide how many bagels he was? That's funny.
Next time.
Probably has something to do with fate and destiny, you know?
Probably. So, how's it going, guys? It's back to just the three of us now.
It's because he ate bagels for breakfast.
It's because he ate bagels for breakfast.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Did you guys seriously not think of that?
I mean, I understood that ate could have been A-T-E, you know? But, yeah. Like, you know.
Look, I'm just an innocent 17-year-old French kid, okay? I can't do that. I can't deal with it.
Innocent French?
Yeah, innocent and French. So, think about it.
Are you implying that the French are not innocent?
No, yes. They are innocent.
Because they don't do
a whole lot.
They're
pure,
so.
Man.
I don't know.
Except when it comes to swear words.
I just,
the French are the kings of that.
From what I understand, I'm supposed to make fun of the French. You guys, like, surrendered some stuff or something? I don't know. So, like, I'm just trying to, like, be part of the cool kids.
I'm actually in that sweet spot because I'm partially French, but partially from Quebec. Like I'm both nationalities. Okay. So if someone makes a joke about the French, I can just be like, yeah, but I'm actually Canadian.
Ah,
if
there
someone
you go.
Makes fun of
yeah,
Canadians,
and then
I'm like,
they go,
I'm actually
but how
French.
Come you're so French? And they just, it's Quebec, you know? And then like, how come you're so, yeah, okay, sure.
I get that double get out of jail free card.
Wow. Yeah, and I being Canadian, all you have to do is like say, "I'm Canadian, I'm sorry." And then they'll be like, "Oh."
Oh, that's so funny.
Do we have any Heroes of Storm questions?
Yeah, well, yeah, we can hopefully get some of those, but what I was going to say is now would be a good time to show you guys this amazing replay. And you guys aren't actually going to be able to see it, but I'll totally commentate it so you guys can know what's going on, and the stream will be able to see it.
This is going to be like some radio, some radio on sports shit, you
know? And once again, the Cubs are ready to try and take down. I was going to try to do old-timey baseball like radio commentary and realize I didn't know anything about baseball. So that didn't work out so well. Okay, so I just wanted to show you guys, like, just because this was amazing, in my opinion. I was in a game, Mugen Ken, Gorkis, friend of mine, Gorkis, who else was in it? I can pull up the score screen, right? Okay. So, on my team was me and some people who aren't on the show. Okay. Just wanted to check that. And we have the Garden Terror, right? We're beating up on their core. They've got two men down, we've got two men down, and I'll start it here and slow it down to normal speed. What
it's
happens is
whatever. For people on audio.
You know what, I'll probably edit it out, actually. What happens is our, Garden Terror is attacking the, core. We've got two Siege Giants coming in, that we captured before we got the Terror. They completely, alright, so as you can see here, we're fighting them. They have their own Terror, I think. Or no, they don't. They just wipe us. We're the red team. So they kill the Terror. They kill all of us. Anubarak dies here. They focus him. And right here, we have one Siege Giant. The core is at 4% health. And they go, oh, fuck. They go to attack the core, I mean to attack the Siege Giant to kill it. It is at, I'm seeing about 40% health, but they're doing 854 damage to it. They attack it. It's right there at like a 1/5 health. It kills the core. And if it hadn't with that one shot, and that was the last shot it had, our entire base is completely empty. They've got a bunch of minions, and they would have walked over with our entire team wiped and won the game. I just had to share that because it was crazy.
Okay.
I thought
just
that was
Heroes of a Storm things. But that's actually one of the good things about this game. It's how often those moments actually happen. You know, it's like, oh man, that was so hard, that was so precious, so rare, but it actually, like, those magnificent moments actually happen a lot in Heroes.
They do! I know, I can't believe it!
But they feel special every time! it's amazing.
Like little snowflakes falling on our noses.
Exactly. I'm in Montreal, it's been snowing really heavily for the past week, so, yeah.
I mean, like, just like, I meant to kind of say this last time. I just love this game so much. It's so good. It's so much fun. Some of the stuff is, like, so viscerally exciting that happens on it. The first time that you punt somebody with the Dragon Knight, it's just the greatest feeling in the world.
Something like that.
Really? You're not going to even comment on that?
I'm going to follow up on it, definitely.
Yeah, it's great.
I feel that in some cases, the game misses shiny animations. Like, sometimes it could use a bit more, pew-pew, pow, stuff like that.
Sure.
And sometimes it could use way less.
Okay.
Like, if we're just doing skirmishes, I'm not seeing enough action sometimes. It's kind of like, I'm just punting, and it's like, okay, that happened. But during fights, like 5v5 fights, you just can't understand anything going on, and sometimes it's actually negative. Like as Brightwing, I'm really busy focusing on hotkeys. Like at level 16, at level 13 or something, on some builds, I can have like four extra abilities, plus my D, plus my four core abilities. So I'm trying to cycle between eight, nine abilities, and at the same time I have to move around and stuff like that. And there's just so much animation sometimes that you can't understand anything going on. Like, did my teammate die? Did he just get punted? Is everybody rooted? What's going on? Am I dead? Did I jump on someone? So, yeah.
Fair enough. We've got Mr. Cynical asking a question here. Plays both League and Heroes of the Storm. What do we think are the strong points of HOTS over League? I'll just talk about, like, unless you guys... So my thoughts on that are just, like, I was going in for as a League player. I didn't love League of Legends. Like, I always kind of, like, just tolerated it because it was the game that all my friends were playing, and, like, I spent so much time on it. Yeah, but, like, I never loved it because, like, the community was just kind of, I don't know, you know, I'm not going to talk badly about anybody. But it wasn't the greatest time, like, playing League of Legends sometimes, because the people are so terrible on it. Like, not terrible, just, like, some of them are so insanely toxic, and we're getting some of that in Heroes of the Storm, but less so, for sure. And without the all chat, which, like, I hate it, because I really wish I could talk to my opponent. Sometimes I say, oh, this guy has a username that, you know, reminds me of this thing. I want to talk to him. But, like,
pizza 5000. I love pizza. Wow. What a mystery.
Yeah. No, I think I saw a guy named Gengar today, and I wanted to be like, hey, man. But, you know, whatever.
But you can still do that after the game, right?
Yeah, sure. The thing is, not having the temptation of all chat, like, I get so much less angry at this game.
Yeah, I think it was
that lack of, like, a feature. It's strictly worse than League of Legends, because League of Legends you can choose to turn it off, but the temptation to turn it on and then getting flamed by the enemy team just sucks so much.
This is something
I think it was one of those made up stats of the internet, but someone had written it again. It was like, you know, 95% of everything that goes into all chat in these games is something you don't want to read anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I mean, it's maybe not true, but...
That's a high number, but, like, I agree that a lot of the time you don't want to hear that shit.
Honestly, from what I feel a lot of the stats that Riot pulls out are exaggerated or imaginary.
Well,
especially
that wasn't
when they don't have anything to back it up with. Like, occasionally they're like, oh, look, we only ban, like, 1% of players or stuff like that. Only 1% of players are toxic, which is ridiculous because there's so many toxic players, you can't just say that. If one out of five of my teammates, including me, is toxic, you can't just say 1% is toxic when I'm seeing that every two games, you know?
Yeah. That'd be 10%.
Wow, such magical numbers, such calculations.
Every two games. Okay, well, anyway... Yeah.
I'm going to address the thing, like, directly. I think Heroes was explicitly made for people who weren't satisfied with League or Dota. It's trying to pick up all those people, and it's an extremely good marketing plan, because there's a lot of people that... I didn't like League because of the way it played out. 40-minute games, 50-minute games, on the same shit. I don't want that, personally. I'm not down with that. I'm used to... Like, StarCraft, if a game is going on for longer than 40 in-game minute times, and that's way less, you know, that's something like 30 minutes, something's going really wrong, and it's really pissing me off, you know?
And you, like, have control, you have agency over how long a game in StarCraft goes. If you try and cheese them, then you can just, like, end the game one way or the other.
Yeah, it's possible. But in League, no, and just the matchmaking is horrible. Like, I can't do ranked, at least, I don't know if it changed, but back in the days, maybe 2-3 years ago when I was playing League a bit, I couldn't do ranked. I had to do a ton of games, I had to do a ton of grinding just to do ranked.
Yeah.
Which
is the grinding
horrible.
Was way worse in that game than in this. Level 40 did not take me very long at all. That was like months and months to get to level 30 or whatever it is in League of Legends.
Yeah.
The thing that I found that going in from League of Legends, it's just like having it be so much more simplified. I was expecting that I would be disappointed, like I was, because I love Magic the Gathering, and I played Hearthstone, and I just couldn't play it because it was so, like, so like there was so little that you could do compared to Magic. So going into Heroes of the Storm, I loved the characters, I loved the art style, it all looked great, but I was so skeptical that I just, like, I wanted to love it, but I thought I'd hate it because there's no items, you know, there's no individual XP, all of those changes. And I realized that, like, all of those things that League and Dota have in common that they changed in Heroes were just holdovers from Warcraft 3, and there was really no reason for a lot of that stuff to exist. The fact that the two you know, bases are in the bottom left and top right, like, why? You know? Because they needed more room on Warcraft, right? And the reason each hero leveled up and got abilities as you leveled up instead of just having them from level one, because that was how Warcraft worked.
I think the only other thing I can say is I'm a bit scared. This is the only thing I'm scared that, at least with a bunch of characters, there's going to be a low skill cap, which is going to... It's going to complicate things at the pro level, definitely, and it's already going to start soon, I feel. We're going to see it slowed down by new heroes, of course, but they can't keep adding new heroes with completely different metagame-changing concepts constantly, of course, you know? I think it's not necessarily going to be forever changed, and we're not going to see a skill cap topped for too long. But
I don't know about a skill cap in a MOBA at all, dude. Just because of, like, the strategic and tactical things that are basically infinite, you know?
Yeah, it's just, if you compare it to StarCraft, it's not exactly example. But, like, StarCraft, there's a large difference in skill. It's how fast you can click, stuff like that, whereas Heroes... the difference that I mean with skill cap is that it's going to be easier, much easier, to reach the best of the hero. And after that, being the best of the best, it's all going to be about something outside the game. It's going to be communication, planning.
Well, those are all parts of the game. Planning, strategy, communication, all of those things. And I think you're coming from a StarCraft background. You're thinking like...
Unbiased.
My APM going up doesn't matter after a certain point, or, like, you know, I can learn everything. At an RTS, like, you can never perfect it. But that doesn't mean just because, like, you kind of think about it when you're in a different axis when you're talking about an RTS. Where, like, in League of Legends, or in Dota, or in Heroes of the Storm, any of these, like, there's always going to be the better strategy. There's going to be outplaying or next leveling your opponent, things like that, you know? So, like, I think maybe the mechanics of playing the heroes, it depends on how they make new heroes. They can always make them more complicated. And they've showed that they're not going to restrict anything. Like, you can have a hero with, like, five or six different abilities that are beyond the four that you start with, you know? Between your trait becoming active... talents, stuff like that. Like, I don't think that there's really a concern with skill cap.
Yeah, it's not as worrying. It's just a personal taste thing. I don't like there being, you know, like a soft cap on mechanical skill. Like, eventually, I feel if it keeps going like it is, it's all going to be about dodging. It's all going to be who's better at dodging, who's better at positioning, and not about how well I can pull off. All my crazy spells on Brightwing, you know? That's my only concern, really.
Fair enough. Xavius, you got any thoughts on this?
No, I think you guys are handling it pretty well. Chat's going
You're just dicking
there,
around
you
know, in chat.
I think a thing a maid might agree with, one of the statements, that you should be rewarded more than we currently are for amazing early game plays. Because it's true, right now, early game, if you wipe three of their team in a fight, you gain some experience on them, that's it. Like, it's not like in another MOBA, like League of Legends or Dota, where three champion kills out the gate, it's like, holy crap, we just fell behind so much.
I think that's a design thing, and I also think that with the change to tower XP, where you get XP for killing towers, that kind of, like, that starts to alleviate a lot of those things, and we're going to see, like, you know, it's going to be nuanced. Like, there's not as big of, it's not as big of a deal getting early kills in this game, and I think that's the way that they want it, you know?
Honestly, I'm really stressed with the towers. I don't know what I said last time, but I'm actually very stressed right now that early hero kills combined with the XP you gain could be very, very deadly.
So you're on the opposite side. You say that there's too many big swings early on.
Yeah, like I feel at the pro level it might lead to people not engaging at all if it keeps going like this. We might see people completely ignore the Watchtower for a while unless they have heroes like Fostad who can take it risk-free. So, I don't know. I don't know if I don't think the heroes are that much of a problem. I think it's well-balanced right now. Maybe a bit not good enough for the hero kills on some parts, but with the tower XP, I don't know. It's a rough spot. I don't like tower XP. That's what I'm gonna say.
Really, you don't? I think it's great. I really am enjoying it, but that's just me. It makes me feel better as a specialist when I'm trying to just like push.
It definitely does legitimize specialists, but the problem it adds is for non-specialists who take down towers. The niche of specialists is that you're supposed, at least that's how I think Blizzard wants it, is you're supposed to be able to do your thing, take towers, grind XP very well. Some of them can take mercenaries. You know, a lot of them have mercenary talents. You're doing your thing. No? I mean, Nazebo has stuff like that.
I'm sorry. I'm shaking my head at the cat cam.
Oh, okay, see. Yeah, like a lot of specialists have a lane pushing focus. And then they have a niche where during battles they can do special stuff.
You gotta make up your mind on how you're pronouncing that word, dude.
I'm sorry, I'm French. I don't understand pronunciation. But right now, it doesn't reward specialists enough. To boost specialists, you need to buff specialists more than anything. Right now, it's fucking with the non-specialist meta.
Yeah.
It's,
the, like, three bruiser healer assassin build, right?
Exactly. I ganked two people early on with our bruiser things. We get a few good CC, stuff like that. Then we just soak up tower hits. We do a really big lane push. Bam! We got two towers off of that. We've got two level advantage at level 4. Like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a realistic situation, but I feel this is something that could happen.
I've seen it happen. I've seen it, like, you know, it'll be, like, 6 to 8, and sometimes in really one-sided games. But, you know, I mean, you can avoid that.
We're on a pro match. We do that. We just got lucky early on. You know, we got a good pull on Stitches.
I don't know that
we
it's ever lucky.
We got that left card. And just with that, we've capitalized on that, then they're off stable. We've got two level advantage. They got to grind for XP. We get the chests. We get the gold. Bam. We got your middle. We're already level 5.5, and you're level 3. It's it poses some big problems for non-specialists. Hmm. So that's my total thoughts on it.
Okay. Is there anything else you guys wanted to talk about? I think we could pretty much start wrapping up here.
I would wrap up just because it's been a while, but I mean,
yeah, this is way too long, man. Who's gonna listen to this whole thing?
I think some people might.
There's plenty of people have. So thank you guys for sticking around. It's been awesome talking to you guys. Hey, chat, if you guys have any final thoughts, feel free to.
I mean, I would like to add some tournament talk or some extra stuff.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll get
not
to that
balance
some
stuff,
other time,
but. Yeah, some other time, you know.
Next week, let's try and I think next week what we should do is we'll get the four of us, because Biffy will be back. I don't know if we even mentioned where Biffy is, but he has some personal stuff come up, so he wasn't able to make it, unfortunately. But the plan is he'll be back. And the four of us hopefully can just all find a current tournament to watch and just like have some really good specific discussion about some competitive stuff.
Yeah, and so I think next week, tournaments, definitely.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And like we said, guys, it's a free podcast, so thank you for, you know, we're still getting the hang of all these things, but it's been a lot of fun. Let's see, any plugs? We've got your Twitter on the overlay this time. Everybody should follow Made on Twitter. Again, obviously, use hero.gg. Download their auto-updater if you want. It's not a virus, and it's great. It keeps all your stats updated. They're going to be starting to run more MMR updates.
First person that matches Abra's MMR of 21K.
It's going to be tough. 21.6. Yeah. So good luck on that, guys. Check out Zavis's Twitch channel. Check out Biffysaurus's Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Biffysaurus.
Do it, or the ghost of Biffy will haunt you forever.
He actually, I usually ask him when he's on the show what his stream schedule is, but he does a really good job, does really good commentary and stuff, so you guys should check him out. I've got my Twitch as well. I'm not streaming, like, with a schedule at all, but, you know. And also, the other thing that I wanted to plug is, Maid and I have been working on, reddit.com/r/competitivehots, which is our new subreddit that we're trying to use to, just have some discussion on competitive play, people looking for teams, discussion on what the, you know, strategy stuff. Let me bring it up here. All sorts of fun stuff like that. And we just hit over 100 subscribers, so guys, check that out if you are interested in tournament talk, things like that. And I think that's all we've got. Oh, thanks, Plays for Change. Closing thoughts, Maid, go.
Closing thoughts. Oh God, man, I'm happy with the podcast. I think this is our best podcast to date.
I think it's top two. Honestly, for sure.
Yeah, top definitely. Two. It's out there, man. We did a good job this time.
We did a great job. Happy. And
I'm happy with the guest thing. I think we dealt with the lack of a member good. I hope we get more guests. I think we're getting the hang of each other well.
Mm-hmm. Zavis is already logging into Battle.net because we're going to go play some Heroes of the Storm now. I saw that. Don't pretend you didn't.
No, that's happening. I'm also actually wanting to check the free hero rotation.
I'm so ready to do that too. I'm going to play some fucking Tyrael right now.
Right. I was just going to say Tyrael. I've got to break my streak of being undefeated by immediately losing a game as Tyrael.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next week. I said last week, same time, same place. Neither of those, well, I guess depending on how you define place, but same time was not true. But we'll keep you guys updated on when new Nexus shields are too strong. Yes. Bye. To respond to the chat. See you guys. Stormwatch is filmed before a live studio audience in Burbank, California. To contact Stormwatch, email us at gmail, Stormwatch, podcast place. Just go there. We have pizza rolls if you want any. Our technical producer is Buddy Guy. Our advising consultant is Zavis. Day 9 is our coffee person. Four Court Jester provides M&Ms and takes out the orange ones. I don't like the orange ones. Thanks, everybody, for listening.